Behind the Black. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. Commercial space and big space. We go now to commercial space, Sierra Space, Tenacity. This is the dream chaser waiting for a really cool name all these years to fly. Bob, your subscription and donations are most welcome to understand the fate of dream chaser. What is Tenacity?
Tenacity is the name of the first Sierra Space Dream Chaser vehicle. Dream Chaser is the category name for their reusable small mini shuttle fleet that they hope to build. And Tenacity is the first one, and it's a cargo vehicle to bring supplies up and down to ISS. They have a contract with NASA for this, and they've had this contract for many years. They're really years behind schedule. They got this contract like in 2017.
We're talking decades behind, Bob. I remember.
Well, no, I wouldn't say decades, but at least 4 years behind schedule. But they are finally doing the what they call the environmental and vibration testing of the vehicle prior to launch. And they're hoping to get it launched sometime in the first half of this year. Tenacity has been they've given it the vibration tests already, which is to see if it can survive launch. They have not released any results, but based upon the fact that they've moved on to the environmental testing suggests everything went well. The environmental testing to make sure that the vehicle will function well in the environment of space. It's a big vacuum chamber, essentially, they put it in, and they try to give it the heat and the temperatures and the vacuum of space to see if the spacecraft functions as it should. And once those are done, they will then ship this to the Cape, where it will be stacked on top of a the second Vulcan rocket to launch from ULA and launch. And hopefully, they had said April, but now we're looking at the first half of the year. So sometime later in this year, they'll launch, John.
Bob, I wonder how long we've been talking Dream Chaser. You don't think it's more than a decade. You think it's within the last decade.
You know what? I have to, in a sense, John, you're correct. I was thinking in terms of when they got that contract to build it, which is around 16-17. But they started designing this thing, you're absolutely correct, about 5 years before that. So this has been going on for more than a decade to get this built. And I will say that there are some issues within the corporation, Sierra Space, that I think slowed it down for a number of years. What happened is about 2 years ago, the company Sierra Nevada that originally proposed this contract and won it, it did a corporate division. It split off its space division into a separate company called Sierra Space. It owns everything, but now the space division is all by itself. And I think that eliminated a lot of distractions. And it's really been moving much faster since they did that. And I think that's a good sign, John.
We go from Dream Chaser, which is moving after a while, to Starlink, but Starlink in Russia. Bob, this would be... Oh, well, all right. I don't want to get ahead of this. Where's the contract?
SpaceX does not sell any Starlink terminals to Russia by many reasons, legal and negotiating reasons. But there was a story in the Russian press that said that Starlink terminals were being sold illegally two Russians that were either in the Ukraine-occupied zones or near the Ukrainian border where they supposedly would work. SpaceX is denying that this is happening. The company that said they were doing this were doing it from terminals obtained from Dubai. SpaceX doesn't provide anything to Dubai. They would block or deactivate any terminal that was inside the Russia or the Ukraine-occupied territories. So they say this can't possibly so, and anyone who's buying these is getting scammed. It's an interesting story because it does raise the question, how do they control their terminals once they sell them? And they seem to have a way, but that can always be broken, John.
Bob Zimmerman, it's happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman, for the comments and the pictures and the photographs and the trip down memory lane for Dream Chaser back in the early part of the century. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.